School Radio. This is the championships for March Madness of Music. My name is Jillian Granato with my co-host, Dan Cronin.
Hey guys, how are you?
And we are with Aiden, TJ, and Dave.
What's up?
Hello, hello, hello.
So, how far do you think, like, with this whole bracket with both of them, how, like, did you expect all the people to go as far as they did?
Yes. Drake is going to win it, so I knew it.
You knew it?
I actually had Childish Gambino winning it, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, you definitely knew it. I mean, I had Michael Jackson getting up all the way to semifinals to losing to Imagine Dragons, but apparently 2005 Angst and Fall Out Boy decided, hey, we're somehow going to beat them.
I was a little disappointed with the Beatles, honestly. I'm pretty sure I had them going to championship.
I had the Beatles in the championship, too.
I think I had them in the championship as well.
I was surprised. Very surprised.
So, you guys have a song you want to play first?
We're going to play Bad by Michael Jackson. Words. Okay. On Sterling High School Radio's March Madness Music.
Again. Ryan Cronin, joined by Jillian Granado.
Hey.
Aiden Zapata.
Yo.
DJ Khaled.
What's up?
David.
Yep.
Heckman.
Always Heckman.
And Eric Hodge.
Hello.
Oh, okay. So hello. We have the finals of the third annual March Madness of Music in Drake and Michael Jackson. You just heard Michael Jackson's Bad. TJ.
Yes.
Who'd you have from hip hop going the farthest?
So I had Childish Gambino going all the way. I respect him a lot and I love his music. I thought he would go all the way, but sadly Drake. But I mean, I'm not too disappointed that Drake beat him. I mean, either way, I could go with right. either one, but Drake beat him.
Aiden, who'd you have going the farthest from hip hop?
I actually had Drake going the farthest.
Ooh, it was
pretty right. predictable, to be honest.
I think I messed up on that one. I didn't really think all the way through, and I let my emotions get to me. Yeah. So, David, who'd you have going the farthest?
In hip hop, I have no idea.
From the grave.
I actually had Michael Jackson going the farthest because I can. Let's face it, this demographic, it's Michael Jackson.
I agree. I think Tupac and Biggie are probably the. Debatably with the Beatles, are the next biggest of the ones up there in terms of our demographic. But I don't think they're as big as Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson goes across all demographics and I think is really well respected. Eric, who did you have going farthest from hip hop?
I had Drake, only because I thought that that's what the people would have chosen. I didn't really base my bracket off of what I thought. I kind of went off with everyone else.
Right. Jillian, who'd you have going the farthest from the grave?
From the grave, I am pretty sure I had the Beatles going through because I thought that... A lot of people like the Beatles, so I was thinking that they would vote for the Beatles. I didn't put Biggie or Tupac in there because a lot of people... Since Michael Jackson is, it's played yearly, especially during Halloween, so a lot of people, they do listen to that more than Biggie and Tupac.
Yeah.
But I just know that most people that I talk to, they like the Beatles, so that's who I was going for.
I think I had the Beatles going, I think I had them going into the final, with the same thought process of, you know, our demographic enjoys the Beatles a lot. So that's what I was thinking. That was my whole idea there. So we're going to go on to some more music. We're going to play Started from the Bottom by Drake right here on Sterling High School Radio, WSHS, third annual March Madness in Music.
Start it.
On the
started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month. I was trying to get it on my own. Working out all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Boys tell stories about the men. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I got it. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here.
yeah. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. No new, no new, we don't feel that. A fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new, we don't feel that. A fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
After a full month of battles, we are down to two. Listen to see who takes home the chip. This is the second annual March Madness of Music, live on Sterling High School Radio.
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a PYT. Fly with me, don't you know now?
tonight, and that was Pretty Young Thing by Michael Jackson. Before that, we had Started From the Bottom by Drake. I'm joined in the studio by the whole crew. Guys, say hello.
What's up?
Hey, guys.
All at once? All at once?
All at once.
Everybody all at
No.
So, we talked in the break when we had music, we were talking about potentials that we're going to go into our brackets. You guys mentioned a couple that you would wanted in, and who were those?
I most definitely wanted Led Zeppelin in there, but their songs are like 10 minutes long, so.
I wanted Ronnie James Dio.
He was definitely something that he wanted a lot.
Do I just put Black Sabbath era Dio, or do I do whole Dio?
You would do Black Sabbath because most people don't know him by Dio, because when you told me that, I had no idea who that was.
I don't know the name, even with Black Sabbath being attached
neither
to that.
Neither do I. Never heard of
For those of you guys who don't know, and I'm agreeing with Strauss, after Ozzy Osbourne left Black Sabbath, they needed a replacement singer. They got Dio, and they kept up their performance, if not better, because Ozzy and Dio have such completely different voices. Ozzy's is on top of the music. You know, Ozzy's voice is separate completely from the music. He is the lead, 100%. With Dio, he's with the music.
I hear that. So, is there any other artists that you guys think you would want in there? I know I would want the Doors in there.
Eagles?
Yeah, most the definitely Eagles. The Eagles.
I love the Doors, though.
Off of the top of my head, I can't think of anything. But if I had the chance to actually think about it, I'd probably have, like, 2 pages. Just because there's so many people that have influenced music that have passed on.
Right.
But,
What right about now, Elvis? Can we go real old
right,
school?
Right, no. Yeah,
yeah, really.
If we're going to do it, we're going to go all the way, you know, we can go
do
back
Elvis,
as far
definitely.
As we want. Now, in terms of hip-hop, I know there was a couple of names that were tossed around, you know, Kanye West, Jay-Z, but... You know, we had to decide which ones were most relevant at the time, and had, I guess, the cleanest of the lyrics.
Yeah, another couple people. We could have had Meek Mill, Eminem. We also had a lot of feedback. People complaining about the way we numbered. Who's number one, who's number eight. We had a lot of feedback saying, like, how are they higher than them and how did we do it? So it all came down to basically how much work we have to listen to the songs, take out all the curse words.
Right.
So we all just took a vote.
Yeah, and in terms of the rankings aren't exactly – we wouldn't have been able to get them without them being
– manipulated in some way.
Yeah.
Especially in my bracket,
right.
Because I wanted completely diverse people, like
match-ups.
David Bowie
right.
and Biggie. Like, who would match those two up?
Right.
That's exactly what
and
I wanted.
And
because
we tried doing something like that, too.
Because if you match two genres up and they make zero sense, people are going to talk about them more. And it's more interesting, especially with the Beatles and MJ. That one was definitely interesting.
And now getting back to the matchup of the day, Drake and MJ. Completely different.
Completely different.
And we're going to transition into our next song. We're going to play Drake's work featuring Rihanna right here on Sterling High School's 3rd Annual March Madness in Music.
I believe that all of your dreams are the real. You took my heart, all my keys,
a foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had, something that you never seen, something that you never been. Mm-hmm. But I wake up and that nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work, 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 work. To me, I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. That's something about that work, 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 work.
Slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need to get done, 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 done. If you come home. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got trying to end me off. Yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling, 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 rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face to face. You could pick the time and the place. You'll spend some time away. Now you need to forward and give me all the
work, 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 work. It's in me up there, work, 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 work. It's in me doing my da, 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 da. It's on me by that work, work.
And we're back on Stilling High School Radio's third annual March Madness in Music. I'm joined by Dan Cronin, Aiden,
hello.
TJ, and hello. Dave.
And Eric, who's sitting behind
Yeah,
you.
And Eric.
Yeah, I'm Eric.
Sorry, like I forgot about you. Yeah, he's so out of view.
I did that to Manny last time. He was sitting just outside of my peripherals, and I couldn't see him, so I didn't... He would be raising his hand to, like, try to talk, and I wouldn't see him, so I'd go to the next person who was raising their hand. So I apologize on that one, Manny.
I'm sure he wasn't very fond of that, though.
You're a big meanie, Dan.
It's not intentional, you know? I don't like you're, to be intentionally mean.
You're out of our view. Yeah, we can't see you.
All right, so, you know, Drake is now in the final along with MJ, but this whole tournament started at the beginning of the month. Actually, not even at the beginning of this month. It began at the end of February. So...
The very end.
The very end.
29th.
The beginning of the tournament, Drake faced off against Fetty Wap, won.
Oh, yeah.
Beat J. Cole, won. And then beat Childish Gambino to make it into the semifinals. And then won against Luke Bryan to make it into the finals.
Wait, really? You have to beat your opponents to move on?
Dave.
That's what this whole tournament's about. But MJ... Dave. Sadly, he beat Queen. I was very upset about that. And then he beat Nirvana, the Beatles, and then he beat 21 Pilots. Sorry, Ryan, if you're listening.
And then lost to Drake. Oh, snap.
We don't know that yet, though.
I think we all know Michael Jackson's winning this.
Let's keep the peace.
Winning the losers bracket.
All right. Well, we're just gonna see if that happens. We're gonna play Thriller by Michael Jackson on Stilling High School's third annual March Madness Music on Stilling
this
High School
is
Radio.
A real thriller.
night hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no immortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Liquid means rewind, a gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind.
Search.
Yeah. Way, way, way up.
Search.
Turn it all up. Yeah. Look. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of my energy. They're trying to take away from a put the kid and pray for you. I got girls in real life trying to fuck up my day. Going online, that ain't part of my day. I got real popping with my family too. I got that can never leave Canada too. I got two mortgages, 30 million in total. I got that'll still try to fuck me over. I got rap that I gotta act like I like. But my acting days are over for life, yeah. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy. Trying to take away from a with the kid and pray for you. I got people talking down, man, like I give a f. I bought this one a purse, I bought this one a truck. I bought this one a house, I bought this one a mall. I keep buying, just make sure you keep track of it all. I got asking me about the code for the Wi-Fi, so they can talk about the timeline and show me pictures of their friends, just to tell me they ain't really friends. Ex-girl, she the female version of me. To me, I hear everybody talking about what they gon' be. I got high hopes for you, we gon' see. I got money in the courts, so all my free. About to call your ass a Uber, I got somewhere to be. I hear fairy tales about how they gon' run up on me. Well, run up when you see me, then we gon' see. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy. Trying to take away from a with the kid and pray for you. Yeah. Yeah. Nah, fuck all of you. I ain't finished, y'all don't wanna hear me say it's a go. Y'all don't wanna see win-win 50 or whoa. I got real ones living past Kennedy Row. I got real ones with me everywhere that I go. I'm trying to tell you, I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Every time I see them, something wrong with their memory. Trying to take away from it. So tired of saving all these Mike. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy. Trying to take away from a with the kid and pray for you.
All right, that was Energy. Before that, we heard Thriller by Michael Jackson. We're joined in the studio by Brielle Toff, who has some updates on the brackets.
Hello. I would like to say that Chris Jones is currently in the lead with 58 points. Only if Michael Jackson wins. If not, or no, 60 points. If Michael Jackson wins, he'll win. If Drake wins, Caitlin Barber will win because she has 58 points. So far, they've had the best brackets.
Interesting, interesting. So, Jillian, who do you think is going to come out of this one?
In my opinion, I would like Michael Jackson to win, but going from the school, I feel like Drake is probably got the upper hand on this one because many, many people listen to Drake.
I think when you bring it down to just the pure numbers of who voted on the or who was doing the brackets and stuff, you said 73 out of the 192 were had Drake winning the whole thing.
Majority of the brackets, 90 something out of the 190 we had were like they had Drake winning. Or no, not Drake, hip-hop winning, and 70 of those 90 had Drake winning.
Right. So when you bring it down to just numbers and people wanting their brackets to do well, Drake has the upper hand. But you never know. I mean, I thought 21 Pilots was going to win just from the...
Yeah, I definitely thought that Michael Jackson didn't have any chance winning that because a lot of people, they got really popular this year. So
yeah,
I thought that...
It was definitely an upset.
Yeah, it was surprising. I mean, I'm glad Michael Jackson went along because I enjoyed Michael Jackson just as much. But I think
I was very surprised.
It was nice to see it.
I would like to say that the voting is now live. So if you want to go on to our Twitter page and vote either Michael Jackson or Drake, the voting is now live for 24 hours.
Sweet. So go up and vote for whoever you believe should be the champion of this year's third annual March Madness in Music.
Go on Twitter at Knights Radio and vote.
So
Michael Jackson.
You guys going to play a Michael Jackson song for us right now? Do you have one ready?
We are going to play Beat It by Michael Jackson on Sterling High School Radio's third annual March Madness in Music.
We are down to two. Listen to see who takes home the chip. This is the second annual March Madness of Music, live on Sterling High School Radio.
Worst motherfucker never loved her. Never loved her. You ain't know now, you know now. Still at the scrub J's with a toothbrush. Still playing my old shit. But yo, it's like the police asking us questions. We don't know shit. Flex. I'm just flex. Never loved us. Do a little like we stress. Look at you, look at you, and look at you. I'm glad that they chose us. Command and submission, try to fight to the finish just to see if my finish. On my worst behavior, no. They used to never wanna hear us. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. Remember? Motherfucker. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. I'm on my worst behavior. Don't you ever get it fucked up. Motherfucker never loved us. Man, motherfucker never loved us. Worst behavior. Motherfucker never loved us. Never loved us. Worst behavior. Hold up, hold my phone. Motherfucker never loved us. Never loved us. Now you wanna roll one. Motherfucker never loved us. So everywhere we go now, full cup. Always hated the boy, but not a boy is the man. You better have my money when I come for this like ODB. On my worst behavior, no. They used to never wanna hear us. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. Remember? Motherfucker. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. I'm on my worst behavior. Don't you ever get it f***ed up. Motherfucker never loved us. Man, motherfucker never loved us. Worst behavior. Motherfucker never loved us. Never loved us. Worst behavior.
Who's hot, who not? Tell me who rock, who sell out in the store. You tell me who flop, who copped a new drop. Who jewels got rocks, who else making rap albums? Doing numbers like it's pop. Same old pimp, Drake, you know ain't nothing changed. With these funny style n****s we done put on in the game. I just asked for some blessings at my grandmother's grave. Then it's back to LA, open the mail, staring at the check. Enough to make you thought, man, it's gross what I net. I'm with my whole set, tennis matches at the crib. I swear I could be Serena when she playing with a left. Oh, where I reside, it look like a resort aside. From. I imported mine, bomb is for money like my last name, Mordecai. The Mordecai. My mama probably hear that and be mortified. This ain't the son you raised, he used to take the Acura at 5 a.m. to go and shoot the grassy up on morning side. For all the stunning, I'll forever be immortalized. Yeah, back and forth across the borderline. Hate to leave the city, but I gotta do the overtime. Gone all the time, even the important times. I should let you know ahead, I'm coming back on my worst behavior. Remember? Remember? Motherfucker. Remember? Hold up, hold my phone. They used to never wanna hear us. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. Remember? Motherfucker. Remember? Worst behavior.
And that was Drake with Worst Behavior. Before that, we had the song Beat It by Michael Jackson. I started reading the bumper, so I was a little confused there for a second. But we're in the studio with Jillian.
Hello.
Aiden.
Yo.
TJ.
Hey.
Dave.
What do you want?
And I think that's it, right? Those are the only people in the studio,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, wait. Just kidding. Eric!
I was so prepared. I was holding the mic in such a weird way. I was ready to say.
He was totally right.
I lost it. I had a real phrase to say.
That's why I did it to him like that. I did it to him like that.
You can say the phrase now.
It's your boy. There's going to be more enthusiasm. I was going to say it in a high-pitched voice. It's all gone.
It's gone.
All of it's gone.
Yeah, sorry, Eric. See, that's your own purpose. It's okay. I don't want you doing that stuff in my studio. Thank you.
So according to resident Biggie fan, Roberto Strauss.
Roberto?
I don't think Roberto is his first name. I'm not gonna lie to you. I actually it's not.
Eric's dying over here.
Continue.
According to him, apparently there was a line in that Drake song that is a direct like copy from a line in a Biggie song, "More Money, More Problems."
It's not a matter of copying. It's a matter of taking what was good once and building upon it.
Learning.
But considering it's Drake.
If there's a step out there, right? And you step on that step and it lights up.
Exactly.
And then someone else steps up on a step and that one lights up. I'm not going to try to find another step. I'm going to step up onto their step. And then I'm going to take their step. I'm going to find my own step.
And
all right.
Be up there.
And that's how we're gonna build.
Where is this going?
If I see that step lights up and that step works,
are we going back to Led
Zeppelin's
"Stairway to Heaven"? Is that what we're going with now?
Quote straight from.
Straight from Jaden Smith.
Jaden Smith.
Okay. Let's not bring up Jaden Smith.
Jaden Smith.
I got
is
an issue because they managed to take a simple concept like wax on, wax off, and mess it up.
Hey, don't pull my man's
Jaden Smith
into that.
So his move was great.
It was a great movie, so...
Trash.
Well, I mean...
Can you kick your foot above your head, though?
Can you put Jackie Chan in a movie and it be amazing?
And kick up...
Absolutely. They did it.
I actually used to be able
Any
to.
Any Jackie Chan movie is good.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. All of the Rush Hours.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's Jackie Chan carrying it. It's not, oh, hey, I'm Will Smith's kid. I'm in this movie.
He's not just Will Smith's kid. He's Jaden Smith.
Yes.
You watch
he's
it.
Also
brother,
he's also brother of Willow Smith.
You know,
I whip my hair back and forth.
She
had
she was
a month.
She had such a big
like
hit,
a
and then
she was
stopped.
I mean,
she just stopped out
but,
of nowhere.
But in terms of her age and to have a big hit at that age, and that's impressive.
That is impressive.
Will Smith's family is talented. Let's just leave it at that.
It built
honestly,
up so fast, and now she's not really... I don't think she's doing anything that's extremely popular now.
Will,
she's not really relevant
I think she's
anymore.
Will Smith had a great acting career. I never really heard his music career. But
you missed out.
It feels like his kids are not themselves. They're pseudo-intellectual Will Smith's kids. That's the only merit
they
have.
I think they definitely have their own.
They do have their own their own personality.
Jaden Smith definitely has his own personality.
If we're gonna talk about that, he definitely does.
Why do you think I said pseudo intellectual? You know, that's. Oh hey, I'm so deep. What if we're the wooder? It's not.
I mean, you could argue that anything that's quote unquote deep is not is pseudo intellectual. So. If we want to go down that road, we can do that, but I don't think we're going to.
I like how radio turned into this.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to be arguing about music here.
All right. So speaking of
So just a little update. The voting is live. If you haven't voted yet, go on Twitter and vote Michael Jackson or Drake, both 2 seeds. Right now, with 45 votes, Drake is winning 60-40%. How do you guys feel about that?
No surprise.
It's not final.
Vote at Nights Radio on Twitter. For Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
The better of the two.
This is the championship, and another thing for the championship, it's tonight, the actual March Madness. It's Villanova, hometown team, versus UNC. Now, I don't really care for it right now because I lost money on my bracket.
Go home team.
Because Villanova destroyed the team.
Yeah, Villanova.
Villanova destroyed Oklahoma.
I believe if UNC wins... I will win my bracket. I'm just shy of 1,000 points on the. I think I had UNC and Kansas in the final. UNC winning.
Do you actually win something with that?
We're not. I'm not winning any money with mine, but.
With certain
if
leagues,
if we were to put in money, I would have won money in our
league. Yeah, with leagues, you put in money, whether it's like $5, $10, and then the winner takes all.
Oh. So. All right. Well, we're going to play Billie Jean by Michael Jackson on Sterling High School Radio's third annual March Madness in Music.
Remember to vote. And as always.
She was more like Beauty Queen from a You used to call me on mine. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You made me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a backwards for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah. You should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
Jackson's Billie Jean. We're joined in the studio by Strauss, who wants to just
recap
the whole tournament.
The singing is up.
It was fun. I hope you guys enjoyed the tournament as much as I did. It was a good time. I will say that the voting this year was phenomenal, and congratulations to either Drake or MJ. I think Drake's in the lead right now.
MJ.
41-59, 61 votes in Drake's favor.
All right. I picked Drake to win it all. Unfortunately, I'm not going to win it. So if Drake wins, congratulations out to Caitlin Barber. If that is the case, be the second year in a row that a female has won the March Madness of Music. Christina Moffitt won it last year. Also, it's her birthday today, Christina Moffitt.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Shout out.
If MJ wins, then congratulations to
Chris Jones
would win it. So great tournament all the way around. You guys did a great job with your shows. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. And the winner of this, whether it's Drake or MJ, will take on Brielle's Final Four, which we may get to later on in the week, so stay tuned for that. Nice job, guys.
Wait, I want to get a confirmation. It is, in fact, not Roberto Strauss.
Correct.
Oh.
All right, so on behalf of the entire radio team, I'm Dan Cronin.
I'm Aiden Zapata.
TJ Khaled.
Norman.
Jalen Granado.
And we thank you for listening in.
I'm Eric.
I was going to do that one second. And I just wanted to thank you guys all for listening in the entire month and voting and giving us your feedback. And thank you guys. And have a great day. And as always,
are you all right?